101 Reasons Why It's Great to Be a Woman, edited by Elizabeth Kershaw. Introduction. Women of the world, unite. It's not hard. All you have to do is get at men. It's our raison d'etre. That and pulling the poor specimens, which, let's face it, is pitifully easy. As modern women, we can have it all. Great job, girly lippy, power suit, fluffy mules, sensitive new man, booze-fueled nights out with the girls, and, armed with a copy of this book, you can justify it, if anyone, a man, counters you. So, get on your menstrual cycle and pedal away. It's on to some serious female bonding. We're going to celebrate all the reasons why it's great to be a girl. If we're short, we can wear heels and get away with it. If we're plagued with acne, we can shovel on copious amounts of makeup and get away with it. We can have babies. If we do decide to have a baby, we don't necessarily have to be permanently up to our eyes in cute baby sick and stinking nappies. I can't believe it, you're such a Neanderthal. What do you mean you don't want to be a house husband? Case closed. Since the advent of feminism, we can publicly ogle male naked bodies and not be called sexist. If a man indulges in this behaviour over a picture of a naked woman, he is a sexist pig, and recompense must be demanded for this slight on womankind. We can demand prezzies, chocolate, and flowers to settle a disagreement. Men are lazy and fancy the easy way out. For women, the enjoyment of a night out is considerably increased by a communal girly visit to that social forum called a toilet. We don't have to worry about the size of our genitalia, and whether we're hanging to the left or the right of the crotch of our trousers. We have three times the amount of potential sick leave. Take into account all those days you are unable to work.